Something for the weekend. It's Trina. Damien Farrelly is back with news from the net. Morning, Damien. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. How's things?
Do you know what? We've been missing each other all week because every time you phone me, the little one has my phone and runs off with it and doesn't tell me the phone is ringing. And every time I try ring you, something else happens. What are we like?
Yeah, I'm out of coverage because, of course, we've no electricity in the country.
Of course, yeah. And what, are you in a phone box right now, or what's the story?
Yeah, I'm using a calling card, Tina. You remember those?
The call card, right, yeah. You've £2 on it, have you? Listen, I want to talk to you today about the pub situation. Now, not that I care, because I'm not much of a pub goer, but how are you feeling about this new thing that you might have to book your slot in the pub?
Don't know how that's going to work, but do you want to know what they're calling it down where I live?
Mm.
The 12 pubs of August. You do the 12 pubs at Christmas.
Yeah, so you can go to the pub, but you have to be out within 90 minutes. So what's to stop you from going into the pub next door?
Oh, what's to stop you? Say, here's an example. You go into a place that serves food, right? So you go in with three friends, socially distancing. So you go up to the bar and you say, can I have a drink, please, there, and a menu. So you have your drink. Somebody from Paris that Pete comes in and they're checking around. How are they to know if you've eaten or not?
Ah, so you stall with the menu, is that it?
Yeah, it's only an idea, but then maybe you order a second drink and you say, do you know what? I'm not that hungry. I'll see you now. And you head into the next place and do the same.
You're a terrible conniving Damien Farrelly, aren't you? You already have it all planned out.
You're a regular in a pub and you go there all your life. It's a Saturday night and, you know, the owner comes up to you and says, oh, I'm sorry, John. You have to head off there. Mm. You know what I mean? And you had three drinks in you. It's a bit weird. But look, I'm like you. I don't depend on pubs and I'm quite happy out to know. But it's nice after you go for a bite to eat or maybe before you go for a meal, you have a quick drink. And then, you know, you go to the restaurant, you have a drink and maybe you end up down the local. But on the other hand, you have to feel sorry for the authorities, I suppose, in some way, because it's so hard to organise. And I know they're on about 2 metres, going down 1 metre.
Mm.
And then people are saying on the back of that, well, how come the 1 metre is in the pubs and then it's 2 metres everywhere else and then your schools, you know, everything is a knock-on effect. But how do you organise the whole society to be the perfect way?
I don't know. Well, my husband, Mick, loves to go and he never goes out on a Saturday or anything like that. But after work on a Friday, he loves to go for a pint. And I said to him, I said, that's grand now, so you can go for 90 minutes. So we'll see you at 7 o'clock on the dot, will we? That's when you'll be home. But I mean, it is going to be a case where people are going on a pub crawl instead.
Look, I think, Trina, they're trying to depend on people's common sense. And then the other thing is, in the liquor licensing laws, isn't that what it is? I think there's wording in there that says it has to be a substantial meal. But like a bag of chips, me, so that to me is substantial. Whereas you might be looking for chips, salad, and now a burger. And that's substantial to you. Like, how do you define substantial?
Well, they said
wouldn't a packet of peas, a golden crisp, and a bar, and a few quid do the job?
Well, they say it has to cost €9, but in some bars in Dublin city centre, you wouldn't even get a bag of crisps for that. So how is that substantial?
You know, 6 months ago, we were giving out about the price of food. So imagine being charged €9 for an old toast of ham and cheese.
Do you know, in some ways, this 90-minute thing would be great because for the likes of me, who has to go to the pub, you know, sometimes for a birthday or whatever the occasion might be, perfect excuse to go for 90 minutes and then you can leave.
Yeah, but then the other thing is, will I bother getting myself ready because I'm only going out for an hour and a half?
Yeah, paying for the taxi and all the rest, getting your hair done.
You have another thing then. You'll have people who will go into the pub for an hour and a half and they'll go, okay, go. And they'll have about 84 drinks in an hour and a half and they'll fall out the door and they won't know what social distancing even means. They won't be able to social distance.
And I mean, 90, if you're single as well, 90 minutes really isn't enough time to have a look around the talent and see if there's any talent around.
Can you snog someone within two metres?
You can't do that. You can't even chat anyone up anymore.
You're too far away. You can what's up idiot call for your man in the corner.
Imagine now in a few years' time when the kids are older and we start telling them about the days when you used to chat somebody up in a pub where you were able to stand next to them. They'll never believe it.
Yeah, no more holding hands. No more any of that old nothing.
Damien, when are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, Father's Day. And did you make a card?
Oh, God, no. God, what can I buy in Aldi?
There's an awful queue down the card shop today.
Because you can't go to the normal shops, really, can we? So what can I get that is it's going to be handy?
While we're on this, the queuing's an awful pain, isn't it? I had to go and get them because my birthday was the weekend. And I had to get, and she's actually sickened. She's begrudging Father's Day because it's too close to her birthday. Sore subject. I had to go get her. She wanted an espresso machine, you know, those fancy coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to go to three shops because they hadn't got everywhere. I went, no, we were only red ones. And I had to get, I was getting the black one. So I eventually got it. But they're queuing. Oh, my God.
What would you like now tomorrow for Father's Day for a gift? I need to get into your head now for my fella.
Do you know what? I have zero aftershave.
You're Chanel Bleu.
Chanel Bleu.
It's too bloody expensive.
I was offered Chanel Bleu and it's not popular. So I'm going to go back to me out Chanel Bleu. I have nobody to smell it. I'd be wafting through the office there and Tara's up and say, oh, Damien, they saw that in the office, they do.
This is true, people, by the way, because Damien wore this particular aftershave in one day and we're all going, oh my God, what is that? And I got my husband wearing it after that, didn't I?
Yeah.
So yeah, and he has getting the same reaction from people too. But look, okay, I'll think about that one.
When he's out for his hour and a half pint, I hope he's going to be tickled in the stuff.
Oh, Damien, enjoy Father's Day tomorrow, won't you?
Thanks. And of course, all weekend of classic hits, it's the dad hits. It's all those good ones. So keep in touch on WhatsApp and text and we'll do you a big old request.
Auburn. By the way, I think Mick did his first dad joke to a stranger the other day because he was out painting the front wall and an elderly woman walked past and she said to him, oh, looking great. And he said, thanks very much. I just out of the shower. I said, oh, you didn't. You didn't. You actually cracked a dad joke.
You know what? It's a subject in our house as well. Here we are with the answer. Talked about those things, but every time I'm doing the dinner, and they love homemade chips in our house. You know, Daddy does the nicest homemade chips, so I'll do those anyway. And I always put one on my shoulder, and me old dad joke is, look at me, you've got a chip on my shoulder, and they're going, would you just stop?
Oh, stop it,
would you just stop?
Right, on that note, we'll let you go, okay?
Okay, Tina.
This is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.